Okay, am I in? I
Oh,
guess I'm in.
bow.
What's
Hi. Oh my
up?
God, it's been. I can't believe we haven't talked in so long. And the first time we talk, it's on a podcast.
I know. I was so surprised that you started this
Bruh.
podcast, and I was like,
It's just for fun. It's just for fun. But if I get 50 distinct listeners, I can get paid.
Oh my God, are you
Yeah,
serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious.
How many
So,
listeners are there now?
how many family members do you have?
Well, if you want to include my cats, that would be six, sometimes seven.
Can your cats officially own Gmail accounts?
Well, I can create for them.
Then they're family, girl.
They are
Okay.
definitely family.
Yeah. Your cat's a personality strong. I remember going to your house and one of the black one. Damn. I felt you know when you're in a dangerous situation. Yeah, I felt like that. I don't know, it could have attacked me.
Does he give off that vibes?
Yeah. But you know what?
He's a complete opposite, actually. Like,
Okay,
complete opposite.
fuck my opinion then. Well, I haven't seen you in how long,
Believe the last time we met was, I would like to say last year,
Are you serious?
Christmas, I
Are you
suppose.
serious? Oh my God, that's like 7 months. Oh
Oh my God, half
my
of the year
God.
has passed.
Oh my God, did you get surgery? Do you look different now?
Oh my gosh, I wished.
You wished?
I wished
You
physically I looked
wished?
different.
You wished? What do you mean you wished with a
You know,
D?
I wished I had gone through surgery to make myself look prettier.
Girl, for you would probably genie with three.
Oh my gosh, I need a genie right now. Yes, give me the three wishes. I would wish for let me see, what would I wish for?
Bitch, are you ready to wish? Or are you not ready to wish? If I give you a genie right now, would you know what to wish for? You're like, give me a genie. Here's a genie, and you're like, wow.
I'll be like, give me a second. Let me go through my list again and
Is the genie on a per hour basis or one time transaction? Yeah. Well, I will tell you
hope
what I
he's
would wish for. Well, before we say that, self.
Oh yes. Oh my gosh. I am so sorry to everyone. That's pretty rude
Every
of me.
everyone. Hey everyone.
Hey
Yeah,
everyone.
to the five people who listen to this every week.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. What's your name?
Hey, so my name is Remy, and I'm one of I would consider myself one of Jesse's good friend.
Good friend.
Good friend,
Good
yes.
friend.
Or should I say besties?
I know all your darkest secrets, so I would say a casual accomplice, yeah.
Casual accomplice. No, I'll say besties.
Girl, I think I know more about your psyche than you do yourself.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like everyone around me knows me better than myself.
You're like an open book, but you're like an open book that can't read itself. Because books can't read. I
So
make
I can't
sense.
read myself.
I make sense. I make sense. Hi Remy. So very interesting name, huh? Oh, Algar. Well, I go by Jesse, and you know, Stranger Things, girl.
Stranger Things? Where?
Well, we've been friends for five, 4 years,
Four years.
4 years, girl. It's been a journey.
It has been a journey, yes.
Oh, okay, you know what? Let's talk about the three wishes. I would wish for. Honestly, right off the bat, I would want to wish for some kind of money. Some kind of monetary ability that is sustainable. Like, give me. You know, have you ever heard the story where, like, a boy got a coin stuck to his hand and every time he clapped, a coin would drop?
No, I've never heard of that, but wow, that is.
That story was, I don't know why he. he like saw a fairy. Then the fairy was like, "What is your greatest wish, boy?" And then he's like, "I want to be rich, right?" And then the fairy said, "Okay, here's a magic coin. You put the coin." I always imagine the coin to be like a dollar Singapore dollar, right? So it's like that gold color. Uh-huh. In the middle of one palm, and then every time he claps, a coin would drop, and then he would make infinite amount of money, lah. Basically.
You would see me clapping every second of my life.
Bitch, people would put me in a mental institute, like, oh my god.
Like, put me in a cage and I'll just be like... Yeah.
Yeah. Funerals. Yeah. yeah, so the story... But the moral of that story is that he wanted to be rich to support his family. Mm. But once he got that magic coin, his dad started to like forcefully, like force him to clap to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cried. And then he's like, "I don't want this power anymore." And then the fairy was like, "Okay, you asked for it." And then he's like, "Bye, thanks. But if I had that power, bitch, you know what? First of all, keep it to yourself. Make it in secret. And then third of all, wear gloves. You know what I mean?
Wear gloves. So what, your clap is more like silent? On like people not
coin.
Oh.
Are you for real? Are you for... So that your claps can be more silent. Where are you clapping? The movie theater is it? Bitch, you're watching Frozen 2, and then while that bitch is singing, you're like I would want that, or a dollar that doubles in profit as method will like make that coin super.
Isn't that basically investments? Like, no?
Bitch is a genie, okay? I'm not talking about Bitcoin. Second wish, would something physical about me would have to change if I could wish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the genie would like give me a list of people that I want to look like. I choose and then I become that person. Like number 3 is Zac Efron, you know, Zac Efron. Number 4 maybe Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh my gosh.
And then I get her singing abilities, her copyrights, and okay.
Oh my gosh. But I love Olivia Rodrigo.
I don't want her love life.
I mean,
if I was a young kid. No, if I was Olivia right now, I would be a lesbian. I'll be a full on. I would be finding any lesbian I can find. Fuck the boys, you know. Who cares about the boys? I'll be a lesbian. Good for me. I like pussy. Third of all, I would want a specific superpower. That's my third wish.
Like what?
Bitch, let me think.
Come on, before the time's up. I would
love to fly.
Mm.
But flying in the current era, do you know how dangerous it is to fly?
No.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
I know. I mean, like, if you fly fast enough, I think the systems would detect you as, like, a homing missile and shoot missiles at you. So...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. This is some insight tea from the army. I can't say much, but basically, I think this is public knowledge where if you fly a drone in Singapore, we will know. We will find out about it. And we will see where you are and where your drone is. And if it's, like, illegal, we will shoot you down.
Is it, like, if the flying equipment is of a certain height, then it's, the radar?
No. A location. You can't even fly it around, like, Japanese. Yeah, it doesn't matter who or what. If you fly it, we know. And... this is an educational PSA. If you want to fly in Singapore, get a cert, get permission and whatever.
Even if it's just a drone?
Yeah, so if it's not flying, I want to teleport. Teleporting is like, first of all, you would never die by natural causes because if it's an earthquake, teleport to UK. If it's a flood, teleport to 7-Eleven Japan, buy yourself a sandwich. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the power...
Mm.
If you're late, boom, not late. You know what I mean? That would be I would love that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, that's moving
nice.
On.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Wait, what about my three wishes?
Okay.
I just want to throw it out there.
Say your piece.
Okay,
go ahead,
so my
bitch.
Three wishes. What
she
of
always
it is...
wants to have her say everything.
It's all about me.
It's about her.
I'm such a Leo.
Yeah.
All as attention if, on me.
As if her 28 years of living hasn't been enough.
Oh my gosh, such an exaggeration. Oh my god. I know someone just turned into like an adult. But
oh my god, if listeners, if anybody listening, I always Remy is like 22.
Going 23.
23, and I always say she's like 28.
Like he exaggerates my freaking age. And
well, because I'm
what?
So young. I'm 20. I'm so young.
Okay, but the thing is, right? Jesse might be younger than me, but he's more
No.
Mature.
I know what you're gonna say, but it's not true.
He's more
I'm
mature
not,
compared
no,
to
not
me, honestly.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let me tell you this. I'm not mature. I don't know who gave you that idea.
No.
Maybe it's me acting like I'm helpful or like mature and whatever, but it's all fake. I'm so childish. Oh.
She is definitely mature. Super
if I have $2,
mature.
If I have $2 to choose between lunch and a bubble, a wand, mm-hmm. I'll blow bubbles.
Blow bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Immature I am.
Okay, so back to my
wishes. Say it, bitch. Faster.
So one of it is definitely to change my looks. I don't know. I'm just always not happy about it, no matter what people say. But yeah, so definitely my looks. Secondly,
please don't say that to the genie. The genie will be like, change your looks, okay. And then they'll change you into to like Fiona or something from Shrek.
Oh my god, me.
Because you didn't specify. You need to be specific. I say I want to be Olivia Rodrigo.
Well,
who do you want to be?
If I were to compare it to an idol.
An idol? Bitch, she wants to be Lisa or whatever.
Oh my god. No, it doesn't have to be a K-idol. It can be like anybody. Dang. I can't think of any specific person, but just...
Yeah. You want to look like Quan Yin Kai.
Who the hell is that?
You don't know who is Quan Yin Kai?
No.
He's from Tomorrow by Together.
No.
The Ang Mo, the Ang Mo.
I have no
okay,
idea.
This bitch, she wants to look like NCT Dream. She wants to look like Geno.
What the fuck?
She'll be like, damn, I look good.
Maybe, I can't think of anyone right now, but.
Boa? What about Boa? Boa looks good.
Boa?
Taeyeon? IU?
No, not K-idols, definitely. They're too...
Hey, bitch, kind of racist.
No, I didn't say anything about race. I was going to say
okay,
they are too...
I did,
they're too pretty for me. I feel like okay. Even if I changed to be like that level, I wouldn't be that level. You
what
know?
The fuck do you want?
I just want to be skinny and pretty. Oh, ew, that's so disgusting.
Bitch.
Okay, let me choose, maybe Olivia Rodrigo, but like a more mature looking one.
Mariah Carey. You will have the best Christmas album sales and nobody can tell you shit.
All I want for Christmas is to look like Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay, let me give you one. Oh my goodness. You know what? She's not known for her looks, but these days she is going crazy with her Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh my god.
You wanna know that? She is crazy. She has that. She posted a picture recently and she looked like Jeffree Star.
What?
Yes. I swear to God. Let me show you. Let me send it to you. She looks amazing. Okay, I'm sending it to you on Instagram right now.
Can I view Instagram when I'm
recording? Yeah, you can. You can exit. This is 2021. This is not 1960s where we are recording a fucking podcast on like a Radio Shack.
Holy crap, yeah. She
looks
like okay.
Jeffree Star. She looks insane, right?
Just like a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what she's going through, but she's rich, young, and pretty. I think she's pretty.
And pretty?
I have the perfect picture. It's best of both worlds for you.
Oh my gosh, she's like saying, oh my god. Wait, but she's hella pretty.
Yeah. And there's a picture of Millie Bobby Brown and Mariah Carey.
Oh my god. Yeah, I want to be like picture. In between.
In the yeah.
I want to be in between them. Okay. Not with this current look, but you know, a changed look.
I'll give you that. What's your second wish?
I want to be able to read people's mind and then at the same time shut them off. Like shut that thinking off if it doesn't like align to my thinking.
Did you say you would kill people for what they're thinking?
No, not like shut them off in terms of like would, killing, but like
change them brain dead. You were like, bam, you can't think anymore.
Yeah, like make them forget about what they were thinking and be like, oh hey. Oh my
god. Bitch, you want to be a villain.
A good one.
So you want to read people's minds, and if they think something off field of what you judge, you make them forget.
I think it kind that of helps crazy. In my line of work.
Your line of work? Bitch, that sounds like you want to be God.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Are you kidding me?
Okay, maybe you listeners out there, if you feel like I'm just being too much.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
To an extent, okay. Yeah, probably. But you know, in this line of work, sometimes people are just overreacting to what you do. But at the same time, yeah, I understand where they're coming from, like the stress and stuff. But you know, it's for the best of everybody.
Wow. Damn, so oh my god, I would be afraid to see you then.
You should be.
I don't know.
No.
Okay, well, that's your wish. I don't know what the genie will give you. She'll probably give you like mind, like she'll change you into Jean Phoenix from X-Men. Like a full-on psychic with a lot of issues.
Oh my wait, the third one. It also involves money, but I want the money to help people.
Pop people?
Help.
Okay, so you want to be rich and help.
Yeah, help people. Because, you know, I don't understand why, like, the rich people in the world are not helping the poor ones. Like, make it make sense.
Bitch, if you have $50 right now, and I say half of that can go to a child in need, would you do it?
No.
Okay. She said it, girl. She said it here, folks. She hates she hates children.
Quite the complete opposite.
Yeah. Well, people don't even know what you do.
They should not know what I'm doing.
Yeah, literally. You were like, in my line of work. Bitch, they don't even know. Disclaimer, Remy is a YouTuber, so.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do unboxing and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Unboxing, but with people. Yeah.
Actually, the right word is more of unpacking. Unpacking thoughts and emotions.
Okay, enough. Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
All right, now moving on.
Now people are going to guess what you do. They're going to guess. And then you're going to be like in an awkward situation.
I'm like, no, that's not me.
What have you been up to, actually? I'm kind of curious.
Between the months that we have not met each other.
Is there anything, like, important that has happened in your life? Has there been a man in your life?
Has there been a man in your life?
You know the answer, and I'm asking about you.
I'm airing the question back to you.
Do you think I have... In what way would I have a man in my life? Do you know the place that I work is so dry that I literally want to kill, not myself, something to release my stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people are trying me every single day. It's like, I wish I was religious so that I can say God is testing me. God is placing a lot of trials and challenges to test me. Because that's what I feel like every day.
No, you know what's the right word? Men are testing you.
Girl, women too. Are you kidding me? These aunties with like, I don't even know. Some people, oh my God. How can you live to 40 years old and not know how to use a printer? A fucking printer.
Girl.
They're like, oh, how do I do this? How do I do that? I'm like, bitch.
Computer or like electronics literacy still exists in the older gents.
But not when you're getting paid like $10,000 a month.
Oh, shoot. Damn.
Oh, do you know people in the army are paid like super high?
Yeah.
And the higher you go, the higher you're paid. Like, it can go up to like 10,000 plus per month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. But with that amount of money, bitch, you better learn how to use the printer. You better learn how to do this and that, because not every single 20-year-old will be as helpful as me. Are you kidding me?
Maybe like I'm getting that back, but without the doing all these things.
Yeah, I like with the money that I'm getting paid for, I literally would show up to work and not do a single thing. Go boss my way through the day and use my phone and that's it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even care about anything else. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of a man in my life, I did recently meet an asexual person,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Asexual.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Don't give me that tone. Don't give me that tone. Girl, this is a podcast, not your fucking room. Not your room. Okay. Don't try and psychoanalyze me.
Well, then I would say congrats. You found someone in a way.
No, it's just a friend. It's just a colleague. And it's whatever.
So if it happens, it happens, yeah.
I just said he's asexual. Do you know what that means? Well, actually, asexuality comes in two forms. There's romantic asexual and sexual asexual.
So what is he?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know why I'm getting angry talking to you. It's so hard to talk to you. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm starting to get memory flashes of back when we hang out.
Oh my God.
Big what's up in your life? Can we talk? Also, I bought a lot of soju recently. Do you want to meet?
Yes, please.
When?
Well, first of all, my birthday is next month.
What?
My birthday is next month.
Right! Oh, shit. Give me the date.
Girl, I thought you should know by now.
Okay, I can guess, but it will be easier if you tell me.
We will take this offline, yeah?
oh, okay, no. August 26th is my other friend's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine is before that.
August 18th.
Ooh, close.
Okay, cool. Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I'm actually having a staycation with my friends. Like, my other group of friends. So, yeah. We can meet on the 18th after I end work.
Are you trying to anger me? I will name all of your other group friends right. I'll name them. Online. People will know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, but I'll let you know.
I have my own.
I have some dates that I'm on leave. Wait, let's take this offline, not here.
Okay.
But thanks for letting me know.
Know what?
That you bought soju.
Yeah, I did. I'm not asking for gratitude. Jesus Christ. I just want to drink and like young people, when you grow older, you realize, I know why people drink. I know why people drink. I want to be that person. I want to be so drunk that I want to fall down on the streets and people walk over me like that.
Oh my god. That is sad.
Are you judging me?
I'm not.
What? Oh, you just said that is sad. That is judgment.
Oh my god.
Oh, do you realize you do that? Do your people around in your life know that you do that?
I think they do.
Girl.
Yeah, I need therapy. I need someone to reflect my feelings for me. Because I am definitely not aware of myself. And that's bad.
I say that all the time too. But I will go therapy for my anxiety.
Can you be my therapist?
I can't. I'm not. I only have a diploma. Unless you want a diploma holding son of a bitch to help you.
Yes. Okay, wait. So let's get back on track. Your question was,
bitch, you're the guest. I'm supposed to say that.
Well,
this is my show. This is my show. And I'll get back to the topic. And the topic today is first times.
I haven't talked about that, my man. But it's okay. We'll get to
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, let's talk about your man. Suddenly she has a man. Okay. Just now when I asked, she had no man. And now she got man. Okay. Is the man touching your nope, I cannot say that.
Are you, how rated you, is this?
Have you this is E for is it E for it's explicit? Basically explicit. Explicit, yeah, explicit.
Got it.
Just share what you wanna share. And I'll share what I wanna share too.
Okay, mine is boring. It's actually just an online boyfriend, but yeah. We've been talking here and
is
there.
Is this someone I know?
No. He's not someone you know.
Okay.
Well, online, okay, that's it. Nothing special.
Damn. Shall we unpack this, your ability to Nope. How do you say this? Oh my god, I haven't...
we will unpack it offline.
Whatever.
I love to use that term.
I can't believe you interrupted me on my topic to talk about your man. And your man is just like a 10-second introduction that you're talking to a guy online.
Man, I think listeners are gonna hate me after this. But you know what? Whatever.
I can't. Okay, well, the main topic is first times. So
first times.
How about let's first time we met. Do you remember?
It was in the half of the class. I remember that.
Was it self-awareness?
Yes.
We were in the same team. And we were in a group with a person that has not talked to me in a while. But I do hope to see that person happy and thriving. Wow, back then, oh my god, I have pictures of us back then and we look like freaking...
I look like a mom handling like two kids.
It was like a parent-teacher conference and it was like a family event where we had to sit down as a family and draw pictures. And it looks like me and my sister adopted you.
Oh no.
I guess that's when we met and I remember you being very nice. You had an air of preparedness because you've been through like tertiary studies before, so you know what it's like. But I was fresh off like secondary school and shit, you know. Yeah.
But it was funny. I think that very first time that I was in self-awareness class was also my first day of school. Because unlike you and I believe like the rest of the people, you guys been through like FMO.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So
you're one of those. Oh, you know we talked about you.
What do you mean by we?
I think there was like because we had FMO obviously and FMO, by the way, anybody listening, you don't have to go to FMO. You really don't. Like, those people that you're going to study with, you're going to be with them for years. And whether or not you like it, you're going to have to talk to them. So FMO is not going to change anything.
That's true. I didn't go FMO and I survived that whole 3 years.
Yeah, and you got the best friend in the whole world from them. Mm. We shall speak on that next time.
Mm.
I give some response. I'm obviously laying on very thick that person is me. Bitch. Who else can I talk about? I can't really drop names here.
Well, yeah, that's true. Apart from Jesse is one of my really good friends in this place that we met. Can we name it? Let's not.
Okay, are we on some kind of witness protection program where we can't, by the state of Singapore, we can't name shit? Let's just say we met in school, okay? In school.
Yeah, so we met in school. And she's definitely one of the best people I met. So I'm really thankful to have met Jesse and a few other people in our class and, you know, continue this friendship even after we graduated from school. Yeah.
Ew. Were you giving like a wedding speech? You're like, and toast, everybody. No, I feel like the
to forever.
I like being your friend. No, I like being your friend. No, I like to be your friend. You're very genuine and you're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm very hard to handle, but you handle me very well.
Really? I thought it was the opposite. Yeah.
No, I'm extremely difficult to handle because I realized this recently it will always be the wrong mouth would open and some people just cannot take that, you know what I mean? At wrong timings, I would have the tendency to say shit. And then some people would take that and like take it personally or whatever. But you know, if you know me, that 90% of the time, I'm just saying jokes.
Yes.
And I have no idea why, but it's just my way of life. But
your jokes are probably too much for
some people.
Yeah.
That I will not
Which name. Is understandable. Which is understandable because, you know, we understand in different frequency, I guess you could say. Yeah. It's not bad if you don't understand, like, if you're not in the same frequency. It's just, you know, really hard to interact to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that the way I interact with people, some people get it, some people just don't. And I'm fine with that because I'm very happy with the people who get me. Mm. Yeah. And it's like, okay, like I wouldn't change myself in a way that would make me like unless I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about like romantic wise.
Because
other than that, I really don't. I these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. That's why I only have a few friends. I only have like you, two other friends, one other friend, and like two other friends. I only have like six friends.
Mm. And like, more than those are the people that you can just instantly call out and be like, hey, you wanna hang?
Yeah, like literally six, at least at this point in my life, six is like more than enough, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you grow older, you realize that you really don't need much friends, just a few that you can count on.
Yeah.
And that's
and like you who have reached the age of like 45, you really You really understand, like it really isn't about like you have to make everybody like you. Bitch, you find the people who like you for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you will feel the most comfortable and the most like happiest. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or stay with a person for so long that they have to get used to you. Like me and Rain, where most of the times we don't really see eye to eye, but we've known each other for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's true friendship right there. Okay, let's go back to our first times. You know, it's been over half an hour and we have not reached that topic yet.
First time we met, we already asked that. My God.
Oh, shoot. Right, right. I'm so sorry.
El Stupido. Oh, my. Are you El Stupido? Because?
Isn't that from Pabo Luca?
Yeah. What?
El Stupido. Isn't that from Luca?
Yes, yes, yes. From Luca. Yes, El Stupido.
El Stupido.
Yeah, oh my God. Have you watched Luca?
Yes.
Yeah, right. From what you think. What do you think?
Of Luca?
Yeah, a bitch. Oh my God. El Stupido.
Okay, honestly, I only watched like half of it because I watched the movie during my break time. A bad idea.
Don't let your manager see this. Don't catch you slacking, girl.
No, it's my break time. I can do whatever I want. Like my lunch break.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, within that half of the show, it's really, how do I say this? Like,
it's a little fishy. It's a little fishy. Don't you agree? It's a little fishy. Ah!
Wow, pun right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to go a bit further into that, it's sometimes you really have to just do what you feel like doing and not care about what others say, because ultimately it's your life. And no matter what, people who are considered your family, they have to love you still at the end of the day. Mm. And if they don't, then, you know, whatever. A family is still family, so yeah.
I wasn't paying attention, but no, I mean, you're saying very generic stuff. Can you... And you watch half the movie.
Mm.
I mean, that movie, obviously they're creating a separate... What is something buzzing over there?
Yes.
Are you using a vibrator? Are you masturbating as we speak?
Oh my God.
Explain
no.
yourself. Explain yourself, woman.
It's not a vibrator, but something is vibrating.
What?
I don't think I can say it out.
What do you mean?
It's something illegal. Yeah.
Give me the code word then.
Something with smoke.
Are you smoking vape?
Oh fuck.
Are you a vapor? Do you vape?
Yes.
Since when? Are you kidding me?
I am not.
What do you?
Oh well, okay, so that can be considered my first time too. So
oh, suddenly this illegal thing can be talked about, okay?
Yeah, my mind's a bit twisted.
Okay, let's call it vet then.
Vet. Vet. Like a web, but yeah.
And call it Vaseline or whatever.
So this V, I only started out like this year because when my friend, like when I go over to like this friend's house, yeah, we just vape. So,
are you? Oh my God, oh my God.
Hey, but it's not like something I need, honestly, because I just do it at home. I don't bring it out because, you know, I don't want to like accidentally take it out during like work, just in case. So I only vape at home.
In the 7 months we haven't seen each other, you're a delinquent now. My goodness, you used to be so pure and used to be so nice, and now you vape and like you hang out with all those weird people.
Weird people.
I'm just kidding. I sound like a. I fully support you vaping. I would love to vape, but it's too expensive for me right now.
Man, when we meet, I will let you have the opportunity to try it out.
Bitch, not only are you a freaking offender, you are a offender. I mean, you are a serial offender trying to reel in your friends to do like break the law with you. I'm not gonna fall for your tricks. Bitch, when Rain hears this, she's gonna flip. Does she know?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God, Rain, if you're listening, Remy Vance.
She's gonna kill me. Oh,
oh my
no.
God. We are both gonna go to your house and it's gonna be filled with smoke. And then we're gonna be like, oh my God, is it on fire? And you're gonna come out of the smoke like a freaking Chinese deity from the mountains or something. You're like, hello, welcome. Your cat's gonna be vaping also.
They're gonna be scared of it.
Yeah.
Okay, but
oh my God. You know, I would rather you say it was a vibrator rather than a... Oh my God. Oh my God, you vet! Well, after living 60 years of an adult life, I would, you know, go ahead, live your life.
You know, as time goes by, right, in this podcast, Jesse is just increasing my age. So I think by the end of this podcast, I'll be 100.
Yeah, this is like a Narnia situation. Where
I would live over 100 years already.
Yeah, time flows differently. Bitch, yeah. by the way that you vet, you're gonna be 80 before the next time we meet. You're gonna have so many wrinkles, your teeth gonna be yellow, your nails gonna be gone.
Be gone.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's I was gonna ask a different question.
Just say it.
How was your first time going overseas with your friends?
Oh,
genuinely, because I want you to relive that experience and also share with me, because I would like to go overseas with my friends someday.
Dang. When
COVID is settled or whatever.
Alright. It is the best experience in my life, and I would do it again and again and again with the same group of friends until we die. Honestly, it was amazing.
Fuck me then. I guess, you know what? I guess I'm not easy to travel with. I will steal your shit. I will probably steal your shit, leave you overseas alone.
No, I think Jesse would finally fulfill his wish of like doing makeup on my face. So when I'm sleeping, he'll be like, let me paint this bitch's face.
I'm not paint, oh my but... God. You made me sound like a fucking psychopath. I'm not that way. I would ask for consent.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, so regarding the that experience.
Where do you go?
Okay, I went to Perth, Australia. And just nice, we actually managed to fly out right before Australia closes its borders for international travel. Wow. So we were pretty lucky. Yeah. Initially, we were quite disappointed and sad because it wasn't a destination that we chose for over 3 years.
I know.
Yeah, so...
I remember at the time you were like, oh my gosh, should we go? But there's a literal global pandemic. But should we go? It's like, for fun. And then I was like, I don't know. It's a big decision, you know what I mean? It's a lot of money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm gonna go. And you guys went, have fun. Mm-hmm. And then I remember... As you said, right before the extreme like lockdown, you guys like escape Australia and come.
Yeah. It was fun. It was really, really fun.
And that was like what, 2 years ago? No, last year.
Oh my God. What your perception of time during podcasts is everywhere.
Okay, bitch.
I think you are the old one here.
Somebody here took primary school mathematics better than me. She has better concepts of time. Oh my God, bitch. I remember first time getting scolded by the teacher, like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in math class. And there was this homework where we were supposed to translate like the word to a number.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like 60,000. So you'd be like 60000.
Mm-hmm.
6 million, 6000000. So mm-hmm. that's the correct answer. Which when I tell you she gave me that homework, it was in primary school, and the answer is 6 million.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote 6 billion with what? 9 zeros. I have no idea why, but I swear, because I always watch like Chinese shows and English shows, so
mm-hmm.
English would be like 1 million, but in Chinese it would be called like 100,000. Wait, let me think. No, 100,000 is it 1 million? Nope.
100,000?
Nope. don't know, basically in Chinese, you would say numbers differently. Right? And then there's like different wordy. I don't know, it confused me. And I gave that homework thinking that I was gonna get all correct. I was like, oh, this is so fucking easy, right? Like, fuck primary school, this shit's so easy. She comes back to me, she's like, you got everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? She's like, yeah, look at the fucking answers. Well, she didn't say fucking, it was in primary school. Look at the answers, you dumb, stupid kid. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Embarrassing. This is then, so embarrassing.
And then my first time getting praised, I can remember was in Chinese class where we had to write essays.
Mm-hmm.
My essay was used as like the best model that everybody should look at and be like, this is what you should write. And when I tell you that day, I felt like a fucking king of Chinese. You can't talk to me in Chinese, bitch. I would destroy you that day.
Damn.
Yeah, because the teacher was like, look at this. Look at this. His writing is the best. And yours should like... And then people, after she was done, people would come up to me. She was like, hey, people are like, Jesse, give me... Let me look at your essay. Because for correction, people will have to copy my essay.
Oh my gosh.
So they were like, Jesse, give me your essay. Let me see your essay. I want to see. And I was like, yeah, here you go. I don't need correction, so...
I feel like back in primary school and secondary school, mother tongue was super easy for us. Like for me, it was like my best subject in school, honestly, wow. For both secondary and primary school.
Okay.
But right afterwards, it's trash. Honestly, now if I were to speak my mother tongue, I'd be like, let me pull out Google Translate and I'll get back to you.
I guess you can say that studying and education is really important. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
At least we can converse regularly.
Yeah.
I don't know about your mother tongue though. Because I my Chinese is still pretty good.
Mine is really mixed.
Your Chinese?
Very, very rojak. Yeah.
Rojak.
Very, very the rojak.
Very roti prata char kway teow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, long chop pass.
Put a bit on like nasi lemak in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken it's rice. Really,
yeah, just everything. Yeah. Just put everything together. It's trash, basically.
I'm hungry, actually. I'm getting hungry. You know what I have? Oh my god,
sounds good right now.
You want to know what I had for dinner? Fucking hell. I went to a Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a restaurant that was like across my house, like across the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived here for like 10 years. No. That's a lie. 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That restaurant has been here for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not tried it once, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tonight was my first time going, on topic. First time going to that restaurant. And I know it's an expensive restaurant because when you see the menu, every item is like $20 and above.
Damn.
That's why my family can't go because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But then tonight it was just me and my mom, so I was like, mom, can we go and eat that? I just want to try.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, long. So we went in. First of all, the service is very weird. I don't know how to say it, but they are very all over the place. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like they are helpful, but at the same time they make me stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They are kind of old. I don't know.
It's like helpful but not really helpful at the same time.
Yeah, like when you need that. Here's the thing, but they're just like frantically running around doing shit, and then like they're constantly looking at your table, and then once you finish the last bite of your fucking rice, they're like, can I clear that? Can I clear that? I want to clear that. I'm like,
why are they so kanjong?
I don't know. And the rest, are you kidding me? I don't know, but
COVID just changes people.
Yeah, I just mean,
rules changes people.
I didn't like that, but the food itself was okay. It was like a 5 out of 10, like just average.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us came out to like $47.
Wow.
Yeah, and it wasn't that good, so I kind of regret. Should have just went to like Saizeria or something.
Oh man.
Which, by the way, if we meet, we should. No, you can't eat Saizeriya.
Dude, it's fine. I can.
All right, you drink soju. Oh, I kind of forgot that. Have you drank soju? I brought you that time, right? Nope.
No, you bought makgeolli.
I've learned new ways of drinking alcohol. Do you wanna listen? Do you wanna hear?
Right now, sure.
So I got soju recently, as you know,
mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a drink called honey soju or something, honey something.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's 90% soju and 10% beer.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah. Have you tried it?
I've not tried it, but I've heard of it.
It's so good. Oh my God. I can't even. And I saw a video and the guy was like, oh yeah, you add 90% soju, which is a lot, and 10% beer. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. He drank it and he was like, it kind of tastes like honey. That's why it says it's like honey. And then the next day, my parents was able to like have both at the same time. And I told them to do it. And then when they did it, oh my God. That is so... It was good. It was so good. You should try. It's good.
All right. Let's do that when we meet next time.
And then the other one is makgeolli and Sprite.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why did we not try that the other day?
I don't know.
Makgeolli straight up tastes like yeast water.
Yeah, so we need makgeolli and Sprite. Okay.
Araso.
Yeah, araso. Yip takto.
Are you asking me to shut up? I didn't say a word.
I learned that from a Korean variety show. Yip takto. Bichosa. I like that one. Especially when they say it. Bichosa.
I like Borago.
Borago? Oh, I like when people just say kapchagi. Kapchagi?
Kapchagi?
Do you say chapagetti?
Kapchagi?
Kapchagi?
Omo. I love saying omo.
No, nobody says that anymore. You freaking 70-year-old head.
See? What an ass.
But you can't deny that sometimes your mannerism is kind of very old.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you would reach home and then you would like sigh, you like ugh. You would take off your bra, God. And then you'd be like, oh
dude.
Is that true? Am I saying is true?
Yeah.
Because your bra you.
Let's not expose me too much.
Let's just say when Remy sleeps, she can't sleep face down.
Yeah, that's true.
Because her face will be 3 feet off the bed.
Oh my God. That sounded even worse. If you had said like my chest area hurts, yeah, that's more accurate.
Your face will be floating above the bed.
Babes, I think you have such a wild imagination.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's a good thing. I'm jealous. My goodness.
Well, your ass could be 3 feet above the ground too.
What? Is that my third wish from the genie? Genie, I wish my ass was 3 feet above the ground.
Dude. Yeah.
By the way, I'm not even 6 feet tall, so 3 feet will be like above half my height.
Oh my God.
My ass will be on my back. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, shall we wrap things up?
Right.
Any leaving parting words you want to say
to the listeners? Oh my gosh.
You girls, stop doing that. Nobody's listening.
I think when I listen to this podcast again, I'll be like, ew.
Oh, get over it, because I used to not like my own voice, but now I'm just like, you know, it's my voice. I have to live with it. So.
Mm. Well, parting words. You'll see me again. You'll hear me again.
Is that dependent on me or you?
You, if you want me back. If you want me back on the show.
I like how you say, I'll be back if you want me to.
Cues on 2 p.m. I'll be back.
Urijima no kacha.
Dude, that's a completely different song.
I know, but it's the more popular song.
Oh, screw that. Anyways, if you want me to be back on the show, let me know.
No.
Arasa.
Oh, we'll meet for your birthday. Let's meet for your birthday.
We can meet before that too. I'll let you know. Oh my god, I didn't know it's been so long. Okay. I'll see you, bestie. Dude.
Well, I'm just kind of emotional right now.
Oh no.
Cause like you're like 95 and you're gonna go at any time, and I feel that the next time I hear about you, it'll be from the police.
Oh my god. Okay, let's just say that is true.
The police will knock on my door and be like, did you happen to know a woman named Remy? And I'm like, why? Anything happened to her? And they'll be like, well, she died peacefully doing what she loved, doing absolutely nothing. With her cats around her, yeah.
That's true, yep. Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, it's finally her time. She lives a good...
Yes. Ancient. Okay. I'm basically ancient. All right. Okay, sister.
Bye.
I'll see you soon. Bye. Bye. Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.